do the voice.
You know what? You see us, we in the session turning up. You got 10 minutes. If you fuck up my nigga's vibe, I'm gonna fuck you up. So let's get this going like right now.
Oh, this is incredible. I can't believe that we're here.
Damn, son. Where'd you find this? Damn, y'all figure on us, man.
Big up. Fucking hunky fucking podcast.
Wow.
No, hold on.
Welcome to another good episode of the Good Hockey Podcast, brought to you by your hosts, Cal and Chuck, and as always, our faithful sponsor, pucklegends.ca, where you can get fantastic hockey memorabilia from your favorite hockey legends. Seriously, go check it out. They've got a sick deal going on right now to lead you up to Father's Day, and we're going to hop right into the West Coast conversation. But we're going to keep it strictly to hockey.
Yes.
All right. Cool.
That sounds good.
We don't want to make this political, Chuck.
Never want to make it political. That's when things get messy.
All right, man. So we are through the second period. And if you heard our thing yesterday about the East, I'm kind of going to eat my words here. Well, no, New York might get the one of the five that I predicted.
Yeah, don't get hasty to change your opinion. They do look very good tonight, but...
But this is about the West.
This is about the West.
I'm just going to add in some page flipping sounds. For us to look through.
Getting the notes ready.
Yeah, okay.
So 8-6, game one.
Yeah. Best hockey game I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I missed it,
unfortunately. 10 out of 10 hockey game. Yeah. It was the best.
Mm.
Total action. That's... Chances every single play. Mm. The crowd was nuts. I can't wait for game two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised with how well the Oilers performed.
Mm. Likewise.
Because this is a different team than the more defensive structures of LA and the Flames.
Right.
Colorado's just too deep. They've got way more offensive forwards, more depth in the forwards, and much better defense. So they're a better team. So I was going for Colorado. I think I still am, but I thought it was going to be a bit of a nasty sweep. But now I'm thinking Edmonton could maybe get a couple at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. MacKinnon versus McDavid was really exciting. And you got Draisaitl, Makar, guys like that. You know, it's been the storyline everywhere. But I missed game one. I'm looking forward to watching game two. 8-6 is not something that I expected. I would not expect the Avalanche to let in 6 goals over a single game.
Right.
Just not something that I thought would happen, even in the playoffs, even against McDavid and Draisaitl just going beast mode. But
Kemper went out.
Which period?
Halfway through the second.
Damn.
Maybe even a bit.
I did miss that.
Later, 3/4 through the second.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pulled himself out of the game. You don't see it that often because usually guys just try and tough it out. That's like something built into the hockey culture.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, he said he couldn't see the puck. Like he was getting blurry vision.
What the hell?
Yeah.
That's not good.
You ever heard of that before?
Never heard of that.
This guy's got to drink some fucking water over here. He needs some electrolytes.
Did he take a fucking puck to the head throughout the game?
You know what? That's a really fantastic question. And that's a fantastic question. I don't know.
Potentially, right? I don't know.
Did he take a puck to the head?
Maybe it was a weird collision and he didn't realize it, but...
Oh, a million weird collisions. Right? Wouldn't be surprised if something deflected off his head, right?
Yeah.
I didn't notice a puck go off his head.
Yeah, fair enough.
When have you ever got dizzy vision?
Usually when I'm just dehydrated. I have taken a couple bad hits playing rep hockey where like I knew right away that I had a concussion. And I just got up and like I was struggling to get to the bench. Dizzy as fuck. Blurry vision then. But
that would suck if he's conked.
And then also anytime I'm not wearing my glasses. So, haha. Haha.
Yeah, maybe this guy should put on some... Yeah, do they have an optometrist on staff?
Can't tell you.
Yeah. Well, we should hit up Joe Sakic. We're going to at him on Twitter later today. McDavid is Gretzky in the playoffs right now, man.
Yeah.
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 He's the best.
He's unreal. He's throwing checks and stuff. Playing defensively as well.
Yeah.
He's actually just turned it up to a whole new level. It's crazy hockey.
Best player, man.
Mm. McKinnon looked really good last night, or the last couple nights as well. I want to say the last three games.
Man on a mission. Actually. Man on a mission.
Yeah. Same thing for McDavid, though, you know? Like, these guys are battling it out. It's going to be a crazy series.
And Colorado is just complete in more areas. There's too many gaps I see. And I'm telling you, the Oilers played really well, man.
Mm.
Whoever the hell they have pretending to be Cody Ceci playing, wearing the Cody Ceci jersey on their team is a different guy than the Leafs had playing.
I know.
So
I wish we had that Cody
Ceci. I think it just fits. I just the fact that it is Cody Ceci.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me go, well, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Avalanche top four. It's like Makar, Taves, Byram, and Gerard. I like that a whole of a hell lot more than Manson. Darnell Nurse. Oh, Manson.
Manson. Right. And we're not to mention Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson also.
Or Eric Johnson.
I think it's Jack Johnson right now.
Don't they have both?
They do have both, though.
So yo, you know Eric Johnson was a first overall pick?
Really?
Yeah, in 2007, I believe.
Wow.
First overall. So, yo, there was some, like, ESPN or whatever headline that was, like, the McDavid versus McKinnon matchup is, like, the first overall versus first overall matchup.
Yeah.
Since whenever the fuck, right? And then someone was like, yo, man, don't forget about Eric Johnson over here.
What the hell?
Little forgotten about first overall 2007. It's kind of chill, actually.
I don't really remember.
He's making six.
He is making six for, I think, another year or two.
It's first overall numbers.
Oh, yeah.
What I wouldn't do for six.
Second defense numbers there. Damn. But anyways, I like that top four and that top six a whole of a hell lot more than Darnell Nurse, Barry, CeCe, and Duncan Keith.
Yeah.
But Duncan Keith and CeCe have been playing very well.
Duncan Keith's the experienced man. You got to think that he's the most poised for these situations.
For sure.
Dude, I mean, Mike Smith. Jack Campbell's going to be Mike Smith in 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you.
And everyone's going to be going, I don't know how it's happening, but.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy.
And then they're going to go for some of the goals.
Mm-hmm.
But so if Kemper's injured, it does seriously change things. It will buy Edmonton a couple of games.
Yeah.
At max. Maybe the series, who knows? But I really don't think it's enough to sway the whole thing. I still got Francouz beating Mike Smith. I got every potential faucet of this Avalanche team.
Yeah.
Beating the Edmonton Oilers.
I agree.
Cool. How many games?
Five. I'll say five.
Probably five, too.
I want to say Edmonton wins one at home.
Yeah.
There's no way they lose both at home. And then Colorado finishes it back in Colorado.
Cool. I will agree to agree.
Yeah.
We're going to watch this third period here, folks. I'm not going to change my predictions. And stay tuned because we got an episode about what the Leafs have been up to over the past couple weeks. We got that coming up soon times.
Right.
They have been re-signing some players. They have been saying goodbye to some players who retired. And they are carefully preparing their restricted free agent assets, as well as their unrestricted free agent assets. And we're going to be breaking all that down for you, as well as potential options for them from the free agency, as well as their talent pipeline. So make sure to stay tuned.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I think that's going to be it.
Yeah, that's going
to
be it.
PuckLegends.ca, Charlie Fields t-shirt.
It's a comfy t-shirt. That's a nice t-shirt.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm very happy. I'm fun. I'm exciting. Yeah, every day exciting. Yeah, I was in Buffalo 2 days ago. No, Buffalo very cold, but more cold Minnesota. Unbelievable.
Sandwich. Why the fuck you ain't eat a cold? The fuck wrong with you? And you can't eat a fucking sandwich cold. Come on. You can't even cook a damn cheese toast.
Yes, you can.
I cook all my life.
I'm every day study English. I like study English because I have teacher, Gogo, Roger, Batista, every day talking. Every day, I need practice English. You know what I mean? Yeah, my son is Kanak. He speaks English, maybe. He's my only, you know.
But that's in English, right?
Yeah.
How do you say that in Japanese?
Japanese?
What your son says, those noises, how do they sound in Japanese? Same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah Japanese. Isho, Japanese only. Right. Yeah, my bad. Okay. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. I'll be back.